rock theme. Still not wrong on the rock theme. Classic rock.
There is more of a through line than that.
All right. I'm going to think. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, guest Joe Zepecki. We are still... Help me figure out what the theme of the bumper music is, because I have not figured it out yet. But if you want to join us, shoot us a text.
I'll give you one other hint.
All right.
I'm a huge nerd. You just got to remember that about me.
That you are a huge nerd.
I don't tell everybody this, but just so you know, Kristen, just don't tell anybody else. I'm a huge nerd.
I still don't know.
And I think she thinks she knew that about me already.
I did know that. That doesn't help me. 844-96-PARTY if you would like to text or call us if you have ideas on what the theme of the music is, because I have no idea. All right. Lighter topic. I saw this before you tweeted this out, but do you want to set it up? This lovely...
Yeah,
sportsmanship.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but things are bad. The world's gone crazy. It's lost its mind. And so something I try to do every single day is find a little something to restore my faith in humanity, to feel good about. And oftentimes, not often enough, but oftentimes I find that on Twitter. And if I see it, I'll put it out there.
Interesting. That's your go-to is Twitter?
No.
Where to find good things?
Ooh, walked right into that one, didn't I? I go to lots of places to get, but occasionally I will find something really heartwarming that makes me feel good about humanity on the line in the Twitters. And yesterday I'm scrolling through. Rex Chapman is very good at this. Follow Rex Chapman, former basketball player. He finds these nice moments out there that will restore your faith in humanity. And so there was a clip that he had shared from the Little League World Series, which I feel like we've kind of all seen. It's on ESPN, you know, 11, 12, 13-year-old.
Some of us have played in it. Not me.
Yes. Okay, not you. Not a baseball player, this one.
I actually was a baseball player. When I was 9 years old, I was one of two girls in the Little League.
That's awesome.
I was not very good, but I played.
And part of what's been so cool about kind of the explosion of interest in the Little League World Series is, remember a couple years ago, there was the young woman mm-hmm. who was like just lights out, like, you know, great pitcher. So it's this sort of annual event where these kids get to like kind of be treated like star athletes.
Because what's the age range? Like 13
to 14? It's like 11 to
13.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so these are pretty young kids. And they get their, you know, their walk-up music, and they get these little like stats and information about them on TV. It's all broadcast on ESPN, which is fantastic. And so there was a game in this year's Little League World Series where a pitcher unfortunately hit a batter, and he kind of hit him like kind of where the helmet, not like square in the helmet, but in a place where it knocked the kid's helmet off.
Basically, had there been no helmet, it would have been like his temple.
Yeah. And so, like, that's scary, right? Yeah. And so the kid who got hit the deck, and the helmet went flying. And thank goodness the kid was okay. The kid who got hit was okay.
This is why you wear a helmet.
So he went over to first base, and he could see that the pitcher was pretty upset. That, like, he felt bad about hitting this, you know, competitor in the head and seeing the helmet fly. And he was kind of broken up and kind of choked up and like having a hard time gathering himself. And this young man who just got hit, just got beamed by a pitch, walks over to the mound and he embraces this guy and just says, "Hey man, you're doing fine. You're doing great. Like, it's okay. I'm okay." And to see that level of sportsmanship from young people is just so pure. And there's so many lessons in baseball and in competition, in sports, that I worry that so many adults, the ones who are supposed to be responsible grown-ups, have forgotten, right? When you lose at the end of the day, you congratulate your opponent, right? You don't ask for a recount. If, you know, you collide with somebody you didn't mean to and they fall down, you help your opponent up so that they can get back in the game and get you the next play. That's what sportsmanship means to me. And so to see that from these young men, it really just, I think this was in the tweet and I meant it. As I'm watching this, I could feel that my level of faith in humanity was like being charged back up. And we see a lot of stuff these days that kind of depletes that faith in humanity. But to see that from those kids yesterday, it did it for me. The kids are all right. Thank goodness.
But you work with kids. So how often do you see kind of, maybe not on this level, especially on the, like, they're not on ESPN, so we don't get to see it broadcast. But, I mean, do you feel like kids innately have more sportsmanship in them that either needs, like, in them already, or that it needs to be taught to them?
I don't think it's innate. I think that it is an acquired life skill, and it is modeled both by parents and by the athletics that young people watch, right? So if you watch, you know, good sportsmen and women, you know, compete on the pitch or on a football field or in a volleyball match, and if you see that modeled by whatever team you like or whatever, whoever your favorite player is, you're going to be more likely to do that. If you have, you know, parents who are the scream at the officials, you know, my kid is the best, number one all the time, why isn't my kid playing the whole game? Why aren't they the starting pitcher? Why aren't they the star player? The young people will model more of that. And so it's really important that we always remember that all the kids are watching. We have an example to set for the next generation. You know, I've often said, like, it's all about the kids, and they're all our kids, right? And, you know, you can make fun of me, get in my mentions, and, you know, say it takes a village. But it does, right? And, you know, I consider myself very fortunate to have gotten to play the amount of sports that I did and to have had the role models that I did and to now be able to hopefully in some small way pass that on to the young men and women that I coach.
Look at you. So wholesome.
Got to feel good about something at the end of the day.
No, I know. I have not been a coach. I was raised by a coach.
You probably make a really good coach.
And he was a very good coach. And he took coaching very seriously. And I think he very much approached coaching. He does like to win. Don't get me wrong.
So do I. Also, to be clear.
the sentiment was always, you're playing this sport in order to become a better person. And being a good person and being responsible and held accountable to things is more important than winning the game. And so if that means the starter got sat because he screwed up and he had a bad attitude and they lost the game, that was the price. All right, well, when we come back, speaking of bad behavior and tribalism as we get older, how much does that change our reality? I think a lot. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.